4 CPA Mobile.
Good afternoon. I can't stay long. I take it you enjoyed that email, excuse me, that I sent you this morning.
Absolutely amazing. Where was that taken?
I want to guess. It's American technology. Doesn't have to be, but Israel had it, and they were shooting incoming rockets into their cities. And that is the same kind of weapon that Dillon Precision makes out there in Arizona. And the Phalanx Gatling gun that's aboard carriers for close-in support. You caught me eating some cottage cheese and tomatoes here. What it does is, if everything else fails, the Phalanx has a real high pulse repetition rate and short pulse width, and it's a fire control radar on it, and it can be set on automatic or manual. And I'm going to guess it fires around 6,000 rounds a minute of uranium-intensified projectiles, and we'll shoot a missile down, and all automatically. And that's what you were looking at. If you look at carriers or a lot of ships now, you'll see that little dome that looks like, I think his name was R2-D2, the little robot in Star Wars. And that's what it does.
It's absolutely amazing. I guess you definitely wouldn't want to be flying your little Cessna around and get hit with one of those. There wouldn't be a whole lot left.
Saw them on the C-47s called Puff the Magic Dragon over in Vietnam. And the C-130 Spectre, look that up sometime and look at the weapons on that C-130. I've seen the one up close at Wright-Patterson up there at Toledo, Ohio, I think it is. And they even have a, what is it, 55-millimeter howitzer in the side of it, and then they have the Gatling gun in the side of it, and then they have 40-millimeter pom-poms in the side of it. It's an amazing aircraft, put it that way. It replaced the DC-3 or the C-47, if you will, like they dropped on Normandy out of those planes. You've seen those. They call them RD-3s or 64 or C-47s. But they had that fixed up for close air support. They had those Gatling guns in the side of it. It's really pretty at night.
What are those guns on the, and they may be on other helicopters, I've just noticed it on the Apache, that are like Gatling guns, but they really spit out the rounds, and you know, just, you don't want to be standing in front of it, that's for sure. What? It looks like it had cut down trees.
General Electric makes one, and wherever the pilot turns his head, it guides the weapon. And the ones on the, I'm trying to say A7, but it's not. It's the ones with the GE turbines up high, and it's got a titanium cockpit. Oh, shoot. Bernice hollered at me, and I lost my memory here. But weird-looking plane that said they're going to do away with. It took out all the tanks. They shoot a 30-millimeter out of the... It almost stops the plane in mid-flight, and it shoots those uranium-intensified projectiles. I think they're U-239 or something like that, and they'll penetrate a tank. Got to go, Dave. Bernice has got the mass consumables set on the table. Just wanted to give you a quick call. Hope you're in good shape. I know you are out there playing in this weather. See you later. KB4CBA and 0TR. I was trying to think of.
Yeah, they used to fly those out of the air base in Myrtle Beach when it was down there. I remember seeing them when I was taking the senior adults down there to Spring Maid, and we stayed right at the air base, and there's a hotel there right almost across the street. It was fun watching those things. Oh, I tell you, they say they're not the fastest aircraft, but it'll get you home when something won't. And I think that was one of the ones that I saw they had shot the wing off of it on one side, on the left side, and he still flew it home. He had to, I don't know how he stayed in the air that way, but he really had to throttle it up to keep it in the air. But anyway, I'll let you go. I've finished my mass consumables, and I'm head of the tennis court, KB4CBA, or N0TR, KB4CBA Mobile.
Z4M Mobile.
And KB4CBA.
Sir David, I hear you're off to play tennis.
This will be my second game today. I played this morning, and then I had my health assessment. I'm going through their they've got a strength training program called PrEP, and don't ask me what it stands for because I have no idea. I'm sure one of those P's is probably physical, but anyway, I had my midpoint evaluation today with the nurse, and my blood pressure was like 90/60 and pulse 70, saturation rate was 97%, and I've lost 7 pounds. I've gained some muscle mass, and all this working out stuff, is as much as I don't like it, is actually helping.
I don't believe in exercise. Exercise kills. If I had a dollar for every time I pulled somebody off a treadmill doing CPR, I could have died.
Oh, man. Have you seen there's a video, I don't know if, I think it was on Facebook, a guy had his treadmill like wide open, and he would put his kids on it at one end, and then they'd go flying across it, and he had some pillows and stuff, because it would sling them, you know, across the room, and it was really funny, because they were just having a blast.
I haven't seen that one. I'll have to search for it when I get back in tonight.
I'll tell ya, I need to work on my upper body strength, and and they take measurements. I've actually expanded my chest measurement. I can't remember, a half an inch or something. And I've only been working out for about, I don't know, 4 weeks, and twice a week. Plus, I play tennis every day, but it really didn't have a whole lot to do with it. Because I do that anyway. It's just kind of icing on the cake, I guess. But it's an interesting program, and she has me doing some interesting exercises too. Some of them I told her I'm not real happy about doing, but, you know, if it'll help, I'll do it.
Right now, it's about too hot outside to do any kind of exercising. I've been working, and I tell you, if this humidity drops like they say it's going to, I'll be a little happier, but, man, it's just been stifling out there.
I'm at 6 in 30 minutes, and it says it's 89 degrees right here on car thermometer. It's pretty accurate, within about a degree or so. So, yeah, I have this little breeze blowing. once you get all sweaty, you know, get your shirt soaking wet, then it's not too bad. Especially if there's a breeze blowing, it makes it nice.
The breeze keeps me from being able to burn any brush, but it sure does feel good when you get hot and sweaty.
Working today.
Well, I have been, but in the office, doing some paperwork. On my way right now to our DAZ meeting in Greer, and I've got another, we got the DXA meeting Thursday night, but I've got stuff on the calendar all week, labor intensive stuff, so yeah, woohoo!
What kind of meeting is that in Greer?
Disabled American Veterans.
And, I bought a shirt for the, I can't remember what it's called, but they support the PTSD foundation, or anyway, soldiers that are suffering from PTSD, and so a portion of the purchase of the shirt goes toward that, and it has a distressed American flag on the front, and then on the right arm, it tells you the name of the organization. I just can't think of it, but anyway, and I'm proud to wear that one. Every now and then, somebody will thank me for when I've got it on. I need to be thanking them, probably.
Almost bet you that's a Wounded Warrior Project shirt.
Probably it. Anyway, I wore it yesterday, and I kind of alternate between that and the thin blue line. I wear a lot of their stuff, and I have a cap, several t-shirts, two pullover hoodies, and I have a little wristbands, and I'm really into law enforcement, especially since my father-in-law was a captain with the city of Greenville for 33 years, and I may have told you this, I'm the sponsor for the Upstate Regional South Carolina Highway Patrol Adopt-A-Cop.
No, I did not know that, but I tell you what, I'm going to be late if traffic doesn't ease up and let me get up through there. I've got to get there and get some stuff set up. We're going to have to do our planning for a Freedom Blast that's coming up next weekend. Not this weekend, but next weekend. So we always show up and try to help out with it.
Wade Hampton.
Not yet. I am approaching Fairview Road on 385.
So, I tell you, of course, you know, it's rush hour anyway, but boy, when you get on Wade Hampton, it's just wild, wild cars. It's just a sea of cars and six lanes are full in both directions, or three lanes full in both directions, and a lot of craziness going on. But I hate driving Wade. right Hampton, especially at rush hour.
Zen 4, Mike. Yeah, roger that. What I'm dreading is getting on that short stint on 85, because it always turns into a parking lot when I get close to it.
Hey, it just likes you, wants you to stick around. Mabel, I'll tell you how old I am. I can remember when 85 didn't exist.
You are ancient. Well, are you planning on participating in field day this year?
I'd say it was next weekend.
Season blast and field day both fall on the same day. It's got caught up in this, and I hate it. Because I can't do both. But yeah, it's a week from Saturday.
What's the site location?
Their club's site location is the YMCA in TR.
I should know where that is because I used to live up there. I know I've driven right by it. I just can't picture where it is. If I can find that, it's not a problem. Well, good. I mean, I'll have to at least stop by for a while because I've always wanted to see what field day is all about. I've seen some pictures, but, you know, there's nothing like being there. Oh, and I've got you in the input, too, by the way. I'm sitting here at the Sports Club on Congaree, KB4CBA.
Okay, you got me simplex. I'm just now approaching, let's see, where am I at? I'm at the 385-185 split. That was 276 comes off.
Been there. I mean, it's, you're not, you know, blowing the doors off, but you're, you know, breaking the squelch enough for me to hear you. I just like to do that. Sometimes I don't do it all the time, but I just like to do it to see if I can hear the other person, you know, radio to radio.
I need to program the channel in here. Unfortunately, my radio doesn't let me. There's not a simple button to push to flip over to simplex. So you have to tie up one of your channels.
No. Well, this one is pretty easy to find. It's right next to a knob, so I don't even have to look down. I can just feel for that knob, and then it's the button just to the right of that. And so I can be driving and reach down, and I don't have to look down to see where it is and hit it. But anyway, so I'm going to get inside and do some exercises to warm up my knees and so I can be as prepared as possible anyway to play at 66 years of age. Anyway, we'll talk to you later and be careful out there on the road because it is crazy. But the meeting goes well. And I'll clear out of here after your final KB4CPA.
Well, don't get too much of the sweat going. I hope you enjoy your match. And hopefully you'll come out victorious. But it was good talking to you. And I will get up with you sometime a little bit later. You know, give me a meal if you ever need anything, brother. I will say 73. KB4CBA. Dealer Z4 Mike, I'll be clear and listening.
4 Mike. KN4 UBD. Man, you ain't been on the radio in a while. Maybe it might be me. I'm not even on the radio in a while.
That's what I was getting ready to say. I'm on here occasionally, just not as much here lately as what I used to be. I only get on 2 meters in the vehicle, so I've been getting out traveling too much. I got too big a honeydew list at the house.
I've been working on one of them myself. Been trying to get some stuff ready to go to the lake Saturday and Sunday this week. And hopefully by the end of this week or end of next week, I hope by the end of next week, I'm pushing for Wednesday or Thursday to be done with this big job we're working on. And that way I can start planning some off time on a Friday. Get off on Thursday early and go hook up to my camper and go hit one of these campsites. I'm gonna start feeling like a turtle, sitting in the water with my head sticking out.
That sounds like a good plan to me. Where's the job you guys are working on?
Working a Swift trucking out there on exit 60. Off of 85, 101. Been out there working and trying to get done with all that stuff. And changing out a bunch of big doors, and changing jams and different things. And trying to get all that squared away. So, I mean, everything's working out pretty good that way. Yeah, that's the only reason I haven't been on the radio much myself. I haven't been doing too much. I finally got one back in my work truck. You know, I don't work for ASSA no more. I work for Overhead Door here in Simpsonville now, right here off the side of Georgia Road right here.
When did you switch over to them?
I swapped over the 9th. The 10th and 9th of last year, I swapped over, but I got laid off with ASSA back in April, April the 28th of last year, and turned around and ended up coming to work here, which everybody's been trying to get me on here, you know, for months and months and months and months and months. And I just never did do it. Finally, I just, you know, finally ended up doing it. Yeah.
Great. Northbound 85 is now a parking lot. I'm better than to come this way, but yeah, if traffic is moving, it is the quicker route, but man, this sucks.
That way, man, a while ago, it was the parking lot the other direction. I was getting ready to get off of 101. I had to come down the back road and come through that way so I didn't have to get stuck in traffic.
It seems like they can keep this thing moving. I don't care what direction you get in, but I do my best to avoid 85 during the daylight hours.
I'm right there right along with you on that one, man. At 85, I hate this time of the evening coming from Spartanburg because you always get jammed up right there. It still happens at Pelham Road and 14 right there. I mean, it would look like as much as people drive through that section of road, they would say, okay, well, I need to be in this lane here to let these people get off over here. But, you know, it never happens that way. But which those two lanes that they added to get off on 385 right there going southbound should have come all the way up there and hooked on to Pelham Road, and they didn't. And, you know, that would have took a lot of traffic off of, you know, the actual interstate itself. But I don't know. Maybe one day they'll get it right. Back when I worked road construction years ago, man, I preached and preached and preached about that intersection right there. Me and a state guy was talking about it one day, and I told him, I said, yeah, I said, maybe one day they'll get that right. I said, they need two lanes to get off on 385. You got two lanes that gets on Pelham Road. I said, both of those lanes need to go and hook into the off ramps on 385.
Well, they were stopped all the way back at 385 gets on to 85 northbound. And I don't know how far this backup is. I'm sure it's past 14, so all of that congestion all the way up through Pelham Road and all that, it's going to hit.
Where are you headed to? Back to Spartanburg or back to your house? Or?
The downtown Greer. I got a DAV meeting tonight, and this traffic is gonna make me late.
That's the only thing I hate about that traffic, man. I hate 85. It's even worse when you get up there around Spartanburg. You have to leave 221 up there in Spartanburg, Chesney Highway, headed toward Gaffney, same way. Yep. Well, I'm gonna take a standby here right quick. I gotta call the wife here right quick. And I'll get back with you here in just a minute. I gotta see if I can get a hold of her right quick. And get her to get some stuff ready so when I get home I can hop on the lawnmower and finish up the yard when I get there. But I'm gonna take a standby and I'll give you a holler back here in a few minutes. Kilo Z, 4 Mike, KN 4 UBG.
Well, if I don't get up with you, the southbound traffic is backed up on 85 also. But I'll probably be here when you get back. KN 4 UBG, Kilo Z, 4 Mike, I'm clear and listening.
This is Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Lima Lima KO4ALL. Is anyone around for a signal check, please?
W4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet. Name here is Gene. Your signal is loud and clear. Over.
Thanks a lot, Gene. The name is Joe here. I just wanted to make sure this mobile antenna was working.
Okay. Okay, Joe, I just got a phone call, so I'm talking to two people. yeah, your signal was great. And, again, name is Gene. I'll pass along my 73s to you now.
Again, Gene, KO4ALL, clear.